Money and markets. Gold continues to emerge as the center of the new global currency system. From the Wall Street Journal in London, we read, let me just read it to you. Total central bank gold purchases in the third quarter more than doubled from the second quarter and were almost seven times higher than a year earlier as countries continued to diversify reserves. At 148.4 metric tons, gold buying among central banks was at the highest since the sector became a net buyer of the precious metals in the second quarter of 2009. This is a quarterly report from the World Gold Council. Central banks and other official institutions, by comparison, had bought 66.5 tons of gold in the second quarter and 22.6 tons in the third quarter. So they are opportunistic buyers. Big video, and I put it up on the blog, of Gerald Celente very upset about losing six figures in the MS Global situation. The moral of the story is not, as Celente seems to imply, that the system is going to collapse or you're going to lose your money. What is true is that you have to be extremely careful about your custodian relations. If you have securities in the system, where are those securities and what is your evidence of ownership? One of the reasons that I always advise people never to have more than 50% of their assets in one place is, among other things, for this reason. What you never want to do is have your custodian be a company that's engaged in large proprietary trading, because then there are numerous conflicts of interest between their trading positions, particularly if they're highly leveraged, and their ability to perform as custodian. So this is another reason why I prefer custodians whose business is custodian and not proprietary trading, and are very committed to their business model as commitment to their retail investors. The thing to understand is, you know, the market is not clearing based on competition and performance for the customer. We're in a politically managed situation that has huge collateral shorts and frauds in it, and so we're really seeing competition in the world of economic warfare as, you know, the guy who gets caught short on the collateral fraud, which I suspect but could not prove yet that as what happened to MF Global, certainly I think what happened to Bear Stearns and Lehman. But what you're watching is, you know, whether you want to call it a global pin the tail on the donkey or musical chairs, you know, chairs keep getting pulled. And if you look at the financial capacity, there's way too many firms, too much capacity. And so the question is, you know, you're going to have to prune. And rather than prune with market economics, we're going to prune with economic warfare. One way or another, you've got to prune. And so you just need to understand that there are different business models, and ideally you'd like to be custodian with somebody that's the bread and butter of their business model and serving the retail customer as opposed to proprietary trading. One of the things I'm always stunned at is when somebody tells me they're banking because at a particular institution because they get a higher interest rate. I can assure you my bank does not pay the highest interest rates. It's uniformly towards the low end. But I also believe if the day should come that, you know, we get a real bank run or bank crash, they're going to be the last one standing, and that's what I want. And, you know, I don't want to use the institution as a backbone of my transactions, you know, for the last little tenth of an interest rate point. So it's very important when you use an institution to be your transactional backbone or your custodian, you understand what it is you're trying to achieve, and price sensitivity should be within that, but not take you outside those lines, because pruning is going to happen. We're watching a picture emerge in Europe. I keep saying, this is a financial coup d'etat. This is not a crisis. It's certainly not a financial crisis. And as we watch another, you know, member of the Trilateral Commission get anointed, you know, it's beginning to look like a takeover of the Trilateral Commission. I put an article about that up on the blog that's interesting. But as I said before, this is a reengineering, not a financial crisis. At the same time, I've been very frustrated and eager to get over to Europe because I think it's, no matter, I feel I can see the gist of it from this side of the Atlantic, but I also think I'm going to get a much deeper picture over there. one of the things the Europeans are grappling with is the same here now that you've shifted the money. You've promised the baby boomer, you know, a world of benefits, and you kept promising them that as they kept delivering cash into you for your governmental or corporate purposes, and now that they want the cash back as they're retiring, you know, somebody's got to say, oops, guess what, it's gone. And so the question is, how do you let the baby boomers down easy? And trying to find a politician who can do the financially accurate thing while still enjoying political support. Well, that's what I said last week. It's what Bill Cosby said about a medic, the life expectancy of a medic from the time he hits the water to the time he almost gets to the beach is 7 seconds. So, of course, the Trilateral Commission solution for that is, who needs democracy? You know, it's much better to have a friendly dictatorship that just delivers the message. So, so we're watching a reengineering. It's going to be very interesting to watch. Of course, the, you know, whether it's the MF Global situation, what's going on in Europe, we have just an endless stream of people predicting the end of the world. And, you know, I just don't think that is going to happen. I think the stock market, the equity markets are going to perform in a channel. And, you know, we're going to keep seeing wild pumping and dumping within that channel for the year. A very sort of, oh, God, just when you think it can't get worse, a very dire article from Will Thomas, one of the top experts on global spraying, on nanoparticles, and it's worth reading. I posted it up on the blog. If you haven't studied chemtrails or global spraying, I really encourage you to listen to the series of three that we did, along with the one from Dr. Gwen Scott, naturopath, who can really help you understand the sort of how to protect yourself physically from the impacts of chemtrails. But if you study the nanoparticles, what it basically says is, if you think smart meters are a problem, it looks like the powers that be want to turn our entire body into a smart meter. You know, so it's very unpleasant, but there it is. I do think it's important. Thrive, the documentary Thrive, premiered on Friday, big premiere out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I had the opportunity to be there. And of course the documentary is available at thrivemovement.com. You can buy the DVD or stream it. Given the nature of this documentary, it's 2 hours long. I strongly recommend you order the DVD. One, you're going to want to watch it more than once, but as well, you're going to want to watch it with others. And the richness of it is being able to stop, start, think about it. It's a lot to digest. It's really very, very well done. It's beautifully produced, beautifully scored. Many, many years of very hard work has gone into this. I wrote a review and posted it up on the blog. We sent out a special update. But it's really the best synthesis of sort of problems and solutions I've seen yet. It does not limit itself to the socially acceptable topics, because, in fact, if you look at real solutions, you have to get into issues like what technology has been suppressed, and that gets you into all sorts of subjects which are considered to be, you know, the powers that be don't like us talking about it, and they do a very good job of making somebody out who talks about what are the issues behind UFOs or free energy out to be. You know, derision is used to stop those conversations. Anyway, it's really remarkable, and I recommend strongly just buy the DVD and set some time aside to enjoy it and certainly enjoy it with people you want to have a conversation about, because it's really a great opener for a lot of different conversations. We've also posted the video Investment Strategies for Changing Times. It's been streaming for subscribers for free and will continue to do so, but now the general public can buy the DVD, and we hope to have it streaming for the general public sometime next week. You know, on these things, we like to make sure you get it first. The goal of Investment Strategies for Changing Times, of the presentation, was to give my philosophy is only you can govern your assets, whether it's your money or other assets. And really, in this environment, we need a framework to help us govern assets. And there is a way to govern them and manage within the change that's happening and within the volatility. And the whole point of this was to help you get get that kind of framework and get to the point where you can feel confident that you can manage your assets. There's an article that will go up on the blog tomorrow in Yahoo Finance today. Bill Miller, one of the great legendary money managers in the mutual fund area, retires, has announced his retirement from Legg Mason, and it really is the end of the era as mutual funds are getting squeezed on one side by the ETFs and the hedge fund on the others. And if you look at that squeeze, as well as what's happening with pension funds who are being squeezed by political control, control instead of fiduciary obligations, I think it all augurs for greater instability within the investment world and greater volatility, but that can work to your advantage if you can see through it too, is what Franklin Sanders calls the primary trend. So if you haven't had a chance to watch that, I recommend it because I think it's a very good overview of a framework for approaching successful investment in this day and age.